School is like a social laboratory. Kindergartners learn how to follow rules. Middle schoolers navigate hierarchies. High schoolers test boundaries. So much of that casual social interaction went away during virtual school. Now experts and parents wonder, what's next? Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt has more.
Just before 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, a pair of basketball courts sit vacant inside the old Armory building in Center City. Then a ball hits the ground, followed by a chorus of basketballs. And before you know it, a group of middle schoolers has lowered one of the hoops and started a dunk contest. The kids bicker and joke and try to one-up each other.
I'm higher.
You're not higher.
Standing nearby is Randy Butler. She works for an organization called Philadelphia Youth Basketball, and she's running a free program here where kids do virtual school in the morning and then play basketball in the afternoon.
This is a time where they can finally release and, like, just be kids.
The whole scene feels both strange and familiar. It's the kind of thing you'd see every day at recess or gym, except for about a year now, in a lot of places, you haven't.
In my view, school is not just a place where they learn the academics. You have to learn how to negotiate. You have to learn how to compromise.
Julie Hubbard studies brain science and peer relations at the University of Delaware. She and other academics now face a question as daunting as it is simple. What happens when the casual social interactions of normal school just disappear for many kids?
How is that going to affect kids' social and emotional development? And we really don't know. We don't have any analog to this situation.
And that uncertainty is on the minds of many parents. Adrian Hamilton lives in Philadelphia and has a son in fifth grade.
And there's a lot of emotional development that's happening then. And there's a lot of practicing and social cues you get and a lot of things that aren't even spoken.
But Hamilton is worried because her son right now seems to be going in reverse. She says he's become a lot more withdrawn over the past year.
He doesn't even want to leave the house. He doesn't want to go on a hike. He doesn't want to go for a walk. He doesn't want to go for a bike ride. He just doesn't. It's a fear of getting outside of the house.
Maritza Gurdy has noticed the same change in her 10th grader, once an outgoing drama kid with her own YouTube channel.
And she was living it up, having fun at her quinceañera, and then 2 months later, everything stops.
For some children, social media and video chatting have been the dominant ways of being with friends during the pandemic. Gertie's daughter, though, is posting less on social media and generally seems just less interested in the outside world.
We try to keep her engaged. We try to keep her busy, but there's only so much a teenager can do.
Gertie lives in a pocket of North Philadelphia plagued by crime, and she feels stuck between her child's social isolation and the dangers of letting her go outside in an unstructured environment.
I've never been the kind of parent that just lets my children just hang out in the street for no reason.
There are signs of mental distress in adolescence. More teens are visiting emergency rooms right now for mental health issues. Julie Hubbard's research team has a paper under review that showed teens in a survey reporting higher levels of stress and anxiety. But all of that doesn't quite get at this broader question around socialization and what exactly is lost when kids are socializing less in normal routine ways.
It's a hard question to answer because most kids have some way for that to happen.
Researchers say social interaction does matter for kids. It builds soft skills like how to control your impulses or solve complex problems. What's hard to know is whether kids will somehow intuitively make up for all that social time lost.
Is it recoverable or does it create a gap?
Mom Adrian Hamilton says she thinks her fifth grader will be okay in the long run, but she has this prediction in the short term.
I think that school therapists are going to be pretty busy.
Busy accounting for the needs of kids who, very simply, have been spending a lot less time around other kids. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.